listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a news briefing. In breaking news, Olivia Newton-John has passed away aged 73. Her husband has confirmed the Australian singer and actor died peacefully, surrounded by her family at her home in California. Newton has been a symbol of triumph and hope over the last 30 years, sharing her journey with breast cancer.
Because I'm a breast cancer thriver, I had surgery and chemotherapy in the early 90s and always dreamed of kinder treatments for cancer.
With tributes around the world flowing in, the family has asked, instead of laying flowers, we donate to the Olivia Newton-John Foundation Fund. In other news, Australia has finished the Birmingham Com Games in top spot with 178 medals, including 67 gold. Netball team the Diamonds made history during the campaign by winning our 1,000th gold medal in the final against Jamaica. While the closing ceremony is getting underway this morning with diving icon Melissa Wu, our flag bearer, while Aussie artists Baker Boy, Vanessa Amorosi and Taylor Anderson will perform, the next games heads to Victoria in 2026. A major investigation is underway after a mother and son were killed inside a home in Brisbane South. It's alleged the pair were the victims of a frenzied attack with two bladed weapons seized at the property. Neighbours have told Channel 7 it's extremely shocking.
Recently, I haven't seen them too much, but normally, you know, they're up in the yard, you know, especially their boy. Their boy's a good boy.
I'm actually quite shocked, really. Very quiet people, kept to themselves.
A 49-year-old man is in police custody. The traditional petrol station could soon be a thing of the past, with Ampol opening the first of 120 charging stations across Oz, dubbed Amp Charge. The first one in Alexandria in New South Wales, with others in Victoria, Queensland and WA to power up soon, able to charge electric vehicles in 15 to 20 minutes, initially for free. And reality TV shows have been called out for doing the acknowledgement of country, with Indigenous leaders labelling it condescending. In NRL, Raiders coach Ricky Stewart will reportedly cop a one-game ban and $20,000 fine for his outburst directed at Jamin Salmon over the weekend. The league is tipped to dish out punishment in the next 24 hours. Former Dragon star Wendell Saylor has told us the comments won't go unpunished.
Because I know Ricky's, you know, he's a passionate sort of bloke. I know he does a lot of good stuff in and around the game. He just went on a tangent there and he just absolutely gave it to Salmon. So obviously we know there's some history there. Look, I think he's going to get a big fine.
Adelaide head honchos John Olsen and Tim Silvers have penned an apology letter to its members amid the fallout from the 2018 pre-season camp. The club bosses announcing that they'll offer further support to those experiencing continued trauma for the infamous camp. Former Crows players Josh Jenkins and Bryce Gibbs shared their recollection from the controversial period, backing last week's revelations made by Eddie Betts. And Magpies ruckman Brody Grundy will take no further part in 2022. He's been ruled out for the rest of the season after suffering a stress fracture in his ankle. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, mostly sunny for Brisbane, 21 the top, blue skies for the Gold Coast and 20, while it showers for Sydney and 16, mostly fine for Melbourne, chasing 14 degrees. Sunny for Hobart, a top of 14 also, mostly fine in Adelaide and 18, showers for Perth, 14 the top. The Science Briefing is a new 15-minute podcast about the science of everything. Download the Listener app to listen for free.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.